On Mount Washington, in the woods between Fingal and Greenleaf Streets, there's a mound of dirt that's been getting a lot of attention lately. It's about 100 feet across, and it was created during the summer of 1863 as Confederate troops were heading to Gettysburg.
We refer to it as a Civil War fort, but it's not a structure that you would think of.
Elisa Manspicer is the director of park development and conservation at the Mount Washington Community Development Corporation.
It's not made of bricks, it's not made of stones, it's not made of wood or any other structure. It's just soil. And the soil was dug out and built up along the sides in a ring.
As the Confederate Army approached Pennsylvania and, some feared, Pittsburgh, Major General William Brooks at the Department of the Monongahela commanded that earthen forts, or redoubts, be built on the highest points in the city. Pittsburghers came together for weeks to build 36 redoubts and artillery batteries in a 12-mile ring around the city, along with one fortified structure. Companies offered up their workers by the thousands. Bars and saloons were ordered to close their doors so as not to distract from the effort. An original map showing all the locations of the defense works hangs on the end of a bookcase in a back room on the third floor of the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh.
We are in the William R. Oliver Special Collections Room at the main library in Oakland.
Greg Priori is the archivist in the Oliver Room. People have to make an appointment if they want to see anything in the collection.
This is a really nice little sketch that was made by Captain Craig Hill, who was, I think, with the Corps of Engineers, to show where these defenses were.
Again, Elisa Manspicer.
As with many things, when they lack maintenance and a reason, people forget about them. They were mapped eventually, and once they were mapped, then the historical document was handed down through time. But most of the forts in Pittsburgh have been lost to other developments.
The Mount Washington CDC actually tried to buy the 6-acre parcel of land on which the fort sits twice. They've been buying up privately held parkland on Mount Washington for years to add to Emerald View Park, which was created when the city combined Grandview, Olympia, and Mount Washington parks in 2006.
We, through Allegheny Land Trust, approached the landowners twice before to ask if we could discuss purchasing it so that we could add that property to the park. And both times they said no, which was very disappointing.
But when residential developer Jeff Paul approached the owner late last year, he didn't meet the same disappointment.
I've actually known about this property, I'd say at least for over 5 to maybe 7 years.
Paul owns Pomo Development, and he has plans to put 26 houses on the site.
We like to do, you know, high-end home construction. These are definitely not, you know, inexpensive homes. Our price point on the development will be between $400,000 and $500,000.
Pomo has built other homes in the Mount Washington area, including a 22-unit townhouse development in Duquesne Heights. Paul says as soon as he started thinking seriously about purchasing the land, he approached the Mount Washington CDC.
You know, I actually called them before I even had my initial plan or drawing even ready. I called them, and then that is as soon as I called them, I met with Elisa at the site, I believe that day.
Manspicer remembers that day.
Jeff was very excited about the opportunity that this would provide, and he's been extremely thoughtful about the way he's doing the development.
Paul's initial plan was for 30 houses with 4 right on top of the fort location.
And then we met again with the CDC, and they said, hey, you know, I think a good compromise between if you want to move forward with this, I think a good compromise is to at least eliminate these 4 houses and preserve as much of the fort as you possibly can. So that's what we did.
Paul says many people in the area don't even know the redoubt is there. I tested that assumption rather unscientifically by asking about a dozen people around Mount Washington.
Have you ever heard of a Civil War era earthen fort on Mount Washington?
No.
Never?
Never. I was born and raised here.
Say that again?
Civil War era earthen, so made of dirt, fort on Mount Washington.
No.
No.
No, never. Is there one?
Civil War what?
Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
No, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
No.
No. No, you know where it's supposed to be?
I'm at the Emerald View Park trailhead at Greenleaf Street, and I'm going to walk the trail and see what I can see.
So I've come across a smaller trail that breaks off of the main trail. This smaller trail is not on trail maps. It's not maintained. And if it weren't for the footprints in the snow, I probably would have walked right past it. But from this spot, I can look up the hill and I can just barely make out orange construction fencing. And that orange construction fencing denotes the portion of the redoubt that is to be preserved. But from this vantage point, you'd never know there was something of historical importance up there. It's unmarked, it's overgrown, and you really can't even see the structure through the trees.
I mean, we went to some of these historical foundations, and they didn't even know that it existed. So they were happy that we were preserving this, and we're preserving part of it, and then we're going to create an actual park out of the rest of it.
The rear half of the redoubt will be bulldozed to make way for the extension of Bradley Street and underground infrastructure. Paul plans to delineate the outline of that portion of the redoubt with pavers inlaid into the asphalt. The part where troops would have actually stood to look down toward the West End Bridge will remain untouched, and Paul says he'll erect an informational plaque nearby. Members of the Neighborhood Association will be charged with maintaining the small trail leading up to the development. But not everyone is happy with the compromise that Jeff Paul and the CDC have worked out. David Vodder is an architect and has lived on Mount Washington for 30 years.
What is left is a tiny fragment. It's not even one quarter of the mound of the redoubt. And so I think that's a great loss.
In 2009, Vodder prepared a historic nomination form for the site and gave it to the Mount Washington CDC in the hopes it would be able to buy the parcel and fully preserve the redoubt. He says the site represents more than just an interesting slice of history.
I think it shows us that a war effort is a shared commitment by the entire citizenry, that it is the soldiers on the front line, and it is the factories that produce the equipment that they get, and it's the citizens who give up their day's work and go dig trenches to support the war effort. I mean, it is a patriotic duty.
But with the map tucked away in the library and available for viewing by appointment only, and the redoubt itself unmarked and overgrown, currently little homage is being paid to that ideal. And a partial preservation may be Pittsburgh's only workable option for memorializing this particular chapter in history. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.